And I would like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show from the Cal Ripken Baseball League. We have Andy Pepin, who's president of the league, as well as Sarah Baker, assistant coach of the Tamworth Athletics. You guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all. We have a big day coming up on Saturday. It's opening day ceremony. There's going to be home run derby, all types of events for baseball lovers and non. I mean, you guys have a really big event happening over at Whitaker Field. And Sarah, you reached out to us here to talk about it. So let's talk about the Cal Ripken League right off the bat, just in case there's somebody listening. I was telling you guys before we came on, I've heard of the Little League, of course. You guys are pretty well known around the area. But just in case, how long has it been going? What's the deal with the Cal Ripken League?
I would say Cal Ripken in our valley has probably been going on for about 45 years.
Wow. So, yeah. So it's legendary here.
It
now.
Is.
Wow.
And we encompass a lot of towns. So we have Freedom, Tamworth, Madison, Bartlett, Jackson, North Conway, Conway, Center Conway.
Did you say Tamworth?
I did say okay. Tamworth.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all inclusive.
We have a total of 22 teams out of all of them. So we also have about 250 kids currently in our program from all over, which is pretty nice as well.
Excellent. So it's a great day of baseball will be had when it comes down to it. How many times do you guys play? How long is the season, I guess?
It usually starts we're starting 1 week later this year, but usually we go about till the middle of June with playoffs, and then we have our travel teams that are going on, and they go – if they advance to the states and regionals, they can go either late July or early August.
Right, the boys of summer.
Yeah.
Very cool. So this year you guys are doing something a little bit different. We can talk about this, Sarah. Why don't you set it up for us? Saturday, April 27th, that's this coming Saturday over at Whitaker Field. There's a parade opening ceremony, home run derby. You guys are taking it a little bit different. Not so much a game, but just more of a celebration
right.
of baseball.
Yeah, so in years past, we've had the parade. We've done the introduction of teams. And then everyone sort of disperses for their first opening day game. This year, it's a full day event, really to try to get some of the families, grandparents, really sort of celebrate baseball and do some fun activities, focusing on the kids. And then we've got a home run derby where the kids can participate as well as the coaches, which I'm looking forward to.
Sure, yeah.
And just trying to get like the family out for a day of fun.
Right. So in addition to all the baseball fun, you guys have a full list here of all types of great businesses that have donated their time and what their product is. And then it goes on from the Fisher Cats mascot to Storyland characters. Tell us a rundown of what's going to be going
right.
on.
Right. So, new this year, we're doing a rock wall, bungee jump, and some inflatables.
Nice.
There'll be face painting, I believe. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we'll have the Fisher Cat mascot, the Home Run Bulldogs mascot, and there's going to be a raffle for a baseball signed by Christian Vasquez.
Yeah, Christian Vasquez, sure, over from the Red Sox. Yeah, absolutely, which would be a great raffle prize.
So, yeah.
And, Andy, you were mentioning before we came on here that the Conway Police Department is involved, the fire department, and you guys are always welcoming those first responders to be involved with the Cal Ripken League.
We are, absolutely, just for safety purposes. So the bouncy house and the rock wall and bungee cord jumping is going to be on the John Fuller side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just there's more room over there. We're also going to be having the Smokey the Bear there and their trailer from the Forest Rangers.
Awesome.
So they're super excited to be there. As we said earlier, we're going to be selling food throughout the day, and we're also going to be selling raffle tickets for the Red Sox game that's going to take place August 17th.
Excellent. So tons of great prizes.
Yep.
And, of course, all the money is going towards the Cal Ripken League. You guys need what equipment, uniforms?
Umpire cost.
Yeah.
Travel team cost. So the cost of uniforms is pretty extensive as itself, so you don't think a lot of it. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so everything we get goes back into the kids. We don't want to have a running balance. We want to keep putting back into either the community or the program.
Absolutely, and that's why we wanted to have you on to talk about that, because that's a great point to make, especially when it comes to the kids. That's what it's about. It's about the community.
Definitely.
Of course, you guys know, being here in the Valley, there's no place like this in the world. It's always about helping out in that outreach, and this is a great reason to do that and a great celebration. Happening Saturday, April 27th, so the parade kicks off about 9 a.m. That's kind of the start time we're going for?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. And then the parade will begin, opening ceremonies, welcoming all the teams. And this is, what is it, three different leagues, I guess you could say, because you got the rookies, the minors, and then you have, it says here, the majors, all
Correct.
Types of teams across.
Yep, three different level of divisions. That's all it is, based on skill level.
And where we go, we're talking about age for those kids.
So it can range. It used to be like five and up. I honestly have some four-year-olds that are playing in the rookie program this
awesome.
Year, and then we max out at 12.
Wonderful. Very cool. You guys can learn more. Of course, you can follow the Mount Washington Valley Cal Ripken Baseball League on Facebook. Is that the best way to learn about the league?
We have Facebook. We have Instagram. We have our league website, which is mwv.siplay.com.
Excellent. All the things. Ready to go. Well, very cool. Thank you guys for coming in so much. Again, that's Sarah Baker from the assistant coach of the Tamworth Athletics. You guys going to have a good season, of course.
Thank you. Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know if my son's looking forward to me, you know, being one of the coaches, but he'll get over it.
And Sarah also sings our national anthem, too.
I do.
Oh,
okay. Yes.
Wow. Very cool. Yeah. Excellent.
And
something
she's also singing
to
at the Fisher Cats game on July 7th.
I am.
Look at
yes.
this. You can be, she would be your manager.
Yes. I know. So, hey, you know, you could start...
Yeah.
Put my
go.
Name
we'll
out
start,
there.
We'll start throwing the name out there. If you need a national anthem sung, make sure you contact Sarah. Of course, and then we have Andy here, who is the president of the Mount Washington Valley Cal Ripken Baseball League. It all goes down Saturday, April 27th, over at Whitaker Field. Make sure you come on out. Guys, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.